For about half an hour, union members stood in front of three buses carrying non-union workers and prevented them from leaving the plant. The rally was sparked by news that Goodyear hired replacement workers at plants in Virginia and Alabama. The nationwide strike includes 14,000 workers at 12 plants in the United States. In Sun Prairie, supervisors are filling in and making the brake and air conditioning hoses mainly for cars made by Ford. But steelworker Local 904 Vice President Greg Lipto says he expects replacement workers will be bused in here next week.
Just going to make us stronger. It's not going to help anything here. So they're going to have to hire 14,000 scabs. That's how many people went off their jobs in here in the United States. So it could take a while to train 14,000 people.
Goodyear executives issued a press release this week updating the company's proposal on wages and pensions, but there was no mention of the union's central demand, a promise not to close plants in Georgia and Texas. And line worker Ron Christofferson says the offer also doesn't include changes in the pension system the union is asking for.
Now, for me to retire at 30 years pay, I got to put in 32 years of work. So I'm basically, for retirement purposes, working 2 years for the company for free.
There have been some scattered reports of violence against strikers on picket lines at some plants, but Greg Lipto says here in Sun Prairie, while workers are yelling at the buses going in and out, there have been no violent confrontations, and he hopes to keep it that way. There have been no negotiations so far, and workers expect the strike to last at least through December. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.